on We Belong, WYXR 91.7 FM at Memphis. And remember, you can always donate right now, WYXR.org, because this is the pledge drive, and a very special pledge drive, especially for this show, because I am honored to have Victoria Dowdy here in the studio from Oak Walker.
Well, I'm honored to be here. I'm also in a band called Screamer that Dee happens to be in. Also.
Yes, and I guess I won't say discovered, but I first saw you about 2 years ago performing live, and you said something about, like, this is kind of like a new thing for you.
Yeah. Wait, music?
Like starting, yeah, performing.
Yes. So I just started performing right before the pandemic. I was so nervous. I hadn't performed in front of people in years. I was like shaking the first time I played at like a open mic sort of thing, like Growlers. And then the pandemic happened, so it was hard to get out in front of people. But me and Ethan Baker, wonderful violinist in town, who's in a million bands, but I'll claim him as mostly being an Oak Walker.
We've crossed paths before.
He and I started that band and then did a lot of live streams until we could get back out there and did a lot of writing and recording.
It's wonderful. So you've done a lot of recording with Oak Walker, and it's available on streaming services.
Yes, and we're finishing up an album right now. Wonderful. And we're recording that with Graham Winchester, and it'll be probably a week or two before we're done with the recording, and then we'll get it mixed and mastered and out there.
Okay, and we're gonna go a little personal now. You recently, and on social media, you came out.
I did. I came out as bisexual. Which is kind of scary to do. It's something that I hadn't hidden from any of my friends or anybody who's close to me, but I felt like I should say it out in public for, you know, visibility.
And how was the reception for that?
Good. I didn't have anybody say anything like, oh, really? Or negative. I had a lot of really, like, loving response. I had a couple of people say, are you sure that you don't just, like, want to be friends with girls? And I'm like, yes.
We do want to be friends with a lot of people.
Yeah, really.
And a little bit more.
Yeah, so that was something that I felt like I needed to do, because there's so many people who just don't talk about it, and then it gets erased, so.
It's always good, like when people come out, that more people could follow.
Exactly.
And it coincides with Coming Out Day, just happened on the 11th. You know, this is LGBT History Month, too.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's crazy. And I did actually have someone tell me it inspired them to do that as well on the same day. So
that's awesome news.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was really cool.
So you brought your guitar here, and we're going to hear some live performance from you. And,
yeah.
We're going to do, I guess, some solo stuff or some Oak Walker.
Like, probably a little both, maybe.
What's your first song?
The first song is the first solo song that I put out. I don't have a lot of recorded solo material, but this is the first one I put out. It's called Practice What I Preach. Also a song about self-discovery and sometimes depression that comes along with that when you're trying to get your thoughts together and your purpose in life and all that heavy stuff. My friend Keegan Peluso, who is a really fantastic drummer and bassist, recorded this.
Wonderful. So.
Jaded, I'm tired of getting burned. Faded, I'm tired of lessons learned. But did I really learn them? I don't think so. I keep telling myself it'll all be different next time. Searching for something that's not there. Feeling like I'm grasping for air. can barely breathe. With a rope made from desire and a half. Looking into the sun ain't all it seems to be. They say lonely is one, but I say that it's free. Keeps good company. And maybe someday I'll be ready to practice what I preach. Driving down the same old road I've been. Scenery is changed, but somehow I want more. This world is but a spore of the life that it could be. That's the problem with ambition. Sometimes it leaves you feeling so empty. Looking into the sun ain't all it seems to be. They say lonely is one, but I say that it's free. It keeps good company. And maybe someday I'll be ready to practice what I preach.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. Had a little iced coffee before that. I'm home. Had to clear my throat.
Gives a little push to it.
Yeah, there you go.
Good, you turned up over here. Yes, and so this is Victoria Doughty from Oak Walker and Screamer.
And Screamer.
And Emor.
And no more right now.
Okay.
Right now.
But we'll keep busy this way. So that's Practice What I Preach. That's a wonderful song. And I knew the words to the song.
Aww.
I was like, I remember it so well.
You've been such a supporter of me, and I so appreciate it.
Well, you're absolutely fantastic.
By the way, y'all, D is also responsible for me playing keyboard.
Oh, yeah?
So
next time you're here, we're going to have the keyboard up. Bring it.
Yes, I wanted to learn, and D gifted me a keyboard, and now I've played in front of people a couple times, so.
We can do some Burton Cummings covers.
Yes, we do Canadian covers only, though.
We can do a whole show for that stuff.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, we're going to keep rocking. And so... Again, you have a couple more songs. We have time for, I guess, one or two songs.
Yeah.
What shall we choose this time around?
I'll do something a little different.
Okay.
This song is one on our new album. Oh, I'll give you a choice. Would you rather hear more of like a rocky one or like a real country one?
Let's start with the country one.
Okay, cool.
We're going to rock out.
The song is called Ladybugs. Also on the new album. Oh man, this is so country. And I saw Willie Nelson last night, so it's very fitting.
Yeah.
You used to call me your ladybug, and that was all before. I loved you, I really did, honey, but I just can't take it anymore. You used me and you abused me, and I let it go on too. Up all my sweet love now. sharing mine with you. You used to tell me I'm not perfect. Well, I agree with that. But the rest of what you said ain't the truth, and that's a fact. I'm sorry that I hurt you. I didn't want to leave. I just couldn't stick around trying to play make-believe. Ladybugs are good luck, and I was that for you. But you used up all my nothing left to do. But pack up and move on. I hope that you'll find the truth. These ladybugs make their own luck, and I'm done sharing mine with you. I guess you didn't count on me flying away. Guess you're just not used to not getting.
Once again, Victoria Dowdy from Oakwalker.
Hey, y'all.
And you can hear some of these songs on streaming on any of your streaming services. And you can also look up Oakwalker. That is one word.
Absolutely.
And there's such a classic sound to that. So you have so many influences. It seems like a lot of classic, like 60s, 70s sounds.
Yeah, of all the genres from that time too. I love soul music, pop music, country music, rock music, anything from that time. Yeah.
Was this who started all of that? Was it from the family or?
What's so funny is my mom really liked Motown. She really liked classic country. So some of that came from her. My dad grew up around that time. He was in his 20s in the 60s, so that's his music, and we talked about that. But I really found it through learning guitar when I was like 10 or 11. I started doing my own exploration into that, and then found out my dad had all of the vinyl, so it kind of worked backwards, but perfectly.
It's something we can inherit.
Yes, I love that. I love all the vinyl from him.
I hear it's a fantastic collection.
It's so good. We will listen one day.
Yes, we're going to listen, Freddie. I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh, yeah.
So do we have room for one more song?
Yeah.
We're going to rock out on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.